Who is this?
Hi, this is Roger from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Who is that again?
I'm Roger from Opinion Research. And
I heard that part, yes.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat certain?
Always certain. I always vote.
Okay. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District thus providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. Cherry Creek schools used to always be very good, but I no longer have kids in school, so I honestly couldn't give an honest opinion.
Ah, I understand. Thank you. And
okay.
Do you think the overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
Well, this year they went up. Mine went up $600 in 1 year, and I think that it's much too high.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skill training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. Remember, only yes or no. A $75 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equals to $23.61 a year. For every $100, thousands of home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Will you vote yes? Will you vote no? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not part of the Cherry School System area.
Oh, I understand.
I live right near Parker. I'm like a mile out of Parker. So I'm southeast.
Oh, I understand. Okay. But this is the second option. And an $85 million bond at a cost of $229 per month in higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, which will pay for many but no new school building projects needed. Will you vote yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd vote. Sorry.
Okay, no worry. And this is the last one. A $9,500 million bond at a cost of $244 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansions needs of the district. Yes, no, or don't know?
I don't know, really.
I understand. Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded the space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this property tax increase?
Well, first of all, I don't live in Cherry Creek, but Cherry Creek's a rather expensive area. So if I live there, I'd probably say yes, that may be right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, really. Sorry, okay. I can't give a very honest opinion here because I really don't know.
Okay, I understand. Lastly.
Okay.
No worries, just for your opinion.
No, you sound like you're having fun doing this. That's good.
Okay, lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures may give as reasons for voting yes, rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. A school building...
Go ahead.
School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old needed to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property at that age.
Sure.
Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Do you think it's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Well, it's persuasive. It's true. When buildings are that old, they need upkeep, definitely.
Okay. Is very or somewhat persuasive?
Well, I don't know the building you're talking about. I'd have to know the buildings and what condition they're in.
And this is for buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old in a general manner.
I heard you. I think that they're always needing upkeep, yes.
Okay. This is the second one. Passing the bonds provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring education program. This program is a strategic investment in the future for Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. It's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
It's somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. And what about continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure?
Absolutely, all schools. Cherry Creek's not the only school in Denver. I mean, there's all kinds of schools that need help. And probably in poorer areas, the help is needed even more.
I understand. Thank you.
Cherry Creek is a wealthy area. You know, there's no reason why the taxes they pay cannot go towards the upkeep of that school. What about schools that really need it? The kids there may not have teachers that are as valuable. Their classrooms may not be great to be in all day. Their food may not be as good. I mean, I think that Cherry Creek's not the only school around.
I understand that. Thank you very much. Adding more mental health professionals to keep the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Do you think it's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
I think it's true. Yeah, I think it's persuasive. So, mental health professionals are needed within the school system. They're living in a our climate today, as far as family life and safety and everything else, has really gone downhill. And children need to be protected, and they need to be helped in all school districts, not just Cherry Creek. I'm not just saying Cherry Creek's the end all to all. There are other good schools and other schools where poor kids go to school that need a lot of help. Sorry, I hate to sound that way. I mean, I'm not a poor person myself. What the heck? What happens to these kids that are? They may have one parent. They may not have enough money to even have good meals and nice clothes. They need more help than Cherry Creek needs. My God. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. Thank you very much for sharing that information with me.
Well, of course.
Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It's up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay.
You know what? Why is it only Cherry Creek?
Unfortunately, this is the opinion for today is for this location.
I don't know. I know where Cherry Creek schools are, but I don't live in that area. I'm way east, southeast. I'm right near Parker, right at the edge of Parker. I don't know the conditions of Cherry Creek schools. I can't give an honest answer, but just knowing the area they're in and the taxes people pay, I would imagine that they are doing quite well.
You can share as well. The option is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive, or you don't know.
I just don't know.
Okay.
But I don't think it's that persuasive that the Cherry Creek schools need more money or more upkeep. My goodness sakes.
I understand. And what about expanding Cherry Creek's once again innovation campaign as a skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro bus, turns students into productive and tax-paying citizens.
Well, sure, that's true. That's always needed, whether it's Cherry Creek School or other schools.
Okay, and
you want to prepare the kids to be successful? I think that's, yeah.
Okay, is it very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Well, it's persuasive for all schools. I'm just not a, just can't just say Cherry Creek needs all this. Sorry.
This one looks more for the Denver development overall.
Oh yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, what about CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status of as one of the best school districts in the state.
Yes.
Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Wait a minute now. This question I'm not understanding. They want more money to be given to Cherry Creek to improve their schools and not to other schools that are poorer? I don't agree with that.
Okay, so it's not persuasive or persuasive?
No, I don't think it's persuasive at all. My goodness. Heck
okay.
No, there are poor children out there. There are just needy, medium families that are okay but could need a lot more than those who are going to Cherry Creek School. Right?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And lastly, passing the meal levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our school to meet students' needs.
Well, I can't answer that honestly. I don't know what Cherry Creek school teachers make. Do they make the same as other schools? Do they make less? Do they make more? Will they not go to teach there if they don't make more? It's maybe an honor to even teach in that school because of the area it's in. I can't give an honest answer there. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, after hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for a school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I don't know. I can't answer that. That's $3. $3 what? No, I'll say that again.
Okay. Thank you very much. And can you reply me? What is your gender? Male, female, or other?
What do you think?
Actually, I need your actual answer.
Female, of course.
Okay, thank you. And may I know your age? Is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and or up?
45 to 54.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children below the age of 18?
No, my children are growing.
Okay.
They're all in their 20s, and they have children. I have 5 grandchildren already, so yeah.
I understand. And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
Listen, my son works in Germany, so I have 3 grandchildren in Germany. I have a couple of kids that live outside of Aurora, just to the south, and go to the school there. So nobody goes to the Cherry Creek schools, no.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Is African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Pacific Islander, other?
A Caucasian.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, it's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.